It's noteworthy, Errol. There's been no legal challenge filed by the leaders of the District of Columbia, an indication they think the president is well within his authority to unilaterally call up the D.C. National Guard, deploy them on the streets in a supportive law enforcement mission, and to federalize the nearly 4,000-person Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. Because this is the District of Columbia, not a city, not a state, the president has unique powers here. The broader question, though, is what impact is this going to have? We know what it looks like so far. You see federal agents, you know, FBI agents, alcohol, tobacco, and firearm agents on the street, almost side by side or block by block with D.C. police officers monitoring for street crime. The National Guard still has yet to deploy into the district itself, still readying themselves, readying their equipment. We'll expect to see them by week's end. But it's hard to get a gauge, Errol, on what's going to be a determinative success here. What means this worked? Is it a 30-day crime reduction in the data? Is it a no friction between the new law enforcement on the ground and the residents of Washington, D.C.? And can things change in such a short window of time, over 30 days? And the mayor is arguing what you see on the screen. The crime is already down significantly from last year, plummeting by more than 25%. That includes robberies, that includes homicides, and she says that's from partnering with the federal government and empowering the local police.